more bear poo. You know what, that doesn't make it a bad place to camp.
Makes it a scary place to camp.
We're in the bear's neighborhood now.
Bears aren't territorial. This is purely a sign that they've passed through.
I go for this. You happy?
Happy.
Okay, first thing we want to do is clear this. And then we need to find some long, long thing, these sort of things. I'll do for one. Get a longer one and run that to there. And then we'll just cover that.
All this timber is avalanche debris. With failing daylight, we don't have to waste time cutting trees. But Joe's got other things on his mind.
I'm on a constant bear lookout now.
Do you know what? It's so much easier with three people.
I can't imagine being out here by yourself.
Parts of it are magical. Parts of it are when you're tired and you just want to, you know, make camp fast and rest.
If the devil had a boot camp, this is what it would be like. This is evil. I haven't worked this hard since ever. This is bedding?
Yeah. Spruce branches on top of the avalanche debris are ideal for both roofing and bedding.
One layer underneath, worth two on top, okay? That's where we're going to lose most of our heat. Of course, at 3 a.m, when you're cold, you'll be grateful for every inch of bedding under you.
I am beat. Exhausted.
Now looking like a shelter.
I don't want the guys to have to kill for their dinner, so I've brought it with me.
Nice. I'm allergic to bunnies.
But they're going to have to work for it.